Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tough night for the Phils in Anaheim. Dave Uram joining us. Morning, Dave.
Hey, Carol. There's 132 games to go on the schedule, yet all of them matter, and this is one the Phils probably should have won. Scott Fransky called a 6-5 loss to the Angels on the Phillies Radio Network, 94 WIP. Leads of 3-0 and 4-2 went poof, and then L.A. took the lead on a play that included a wild pitch from reliever St. Anthony Dominguez and an error from backup catcher Garrett Stubbs. This is another example of Sir Anthony Dominguez's struggles. Post-game, manager Rob Thompson was asked if Sir Anthony is losing his confidence.
He shouldn't be. I mean, he threw the ball really well in San Diego. So, he's got to make pitches, but I think he's fine mentally.
That sound is from NBC Sports Philadelphia. Meantime, the Phillies failed to capitalize at the plate. They walked 9 times and obviously still lost the game. Game 2 of the series, 9:38 tonight. Speaking of being confident, Tyrese Maxey says that's what the 76ers are, despite facing elimination tonight in Game 5 against the Knicks.
We'll take that confidence over there and try to go win. You know, that's all we can do. Got to go try to go get one game first in the Garden and come back here, get one game, and then we'll see what happens in Game 7.
76ers are 3-6 in games that are 100% must-win in the Joel Embiid era. He is questionable for tonight. Carol, the game begins at 7 o'clock.